Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
And good morning. I'm Tim Fleming. It is time for us to welcome a friend of mine on the KGLO live line, and that is Regan Banks. Regan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, America.
Yeah, good to talk to you. And I was just telling Regan a little bit again before we went on the air. I was trying to think this weekend, and I've been thinking over the last several days. I wanted to find somebody that I could talk to that could relate and somehow have a feeling toward what was happening in America with the protests. I wanted somebody that could have a way of being able to relate to the coronavirus and COVID-19 somehow. And, you know, I get thinking about it, and a guy that is a caregiver and has been a caregiver his whole life, he is a mayor. He runs the youth group in Mason City, the North Iowa Youth Center. There are so many pieces to the puzzle, Regan. And on top of that, you are an African-American man. And as a friend of mine, I gave you a little note last night. I said, hey, could you join me on the radio this morning to talk a little bit about it? And you've been kind enough to say yes. So I appreciate it. Welcome to KGLO.
Thank you, Tim, for having me. And I just want to first say, give my condolence to Mr. George Floyd and his family and friends. And may they have strength to deal with the tragedy, and pray that he rests in peace.
You know, and let's start right there with that. That in itself, the last word you just said was peace. And
yes,
Regan, as we've watched day after day after day after day, and we hear a news report after news report after news report, how do we get back to some kind of peace right now? How do we get there? Do you have, and I don't know that anybody has any magic answer, but what are your thoughts? How do we get there?
Well, it's not a magic answer, Jim. I think it's a miracle, and thank God first. We give him all the credit. And it comes that we need to all come together. Just like when we say it takes a community to raise a child, it's going to take a community and a nation to bring peace back, where we all join hands and we kneel down and we pray together. Power of prayer is tremendous. Prayer changes things. And if we're all on one accord, we can continue to bring peace back to our homes, our communities, our nation, and get back to doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're just coming off a big, huge pandemic, the COVID virus, and we're already fighting that among the protesters that we have going on. And we have a lot of emotions going through our minds, a lot of emotions in our, we're angry, we're frustrated, we're trying to understand the word why this happened. And but peace is the most important thing right now, with faith and loving each other again and being more kind to each other.
I think we saw a little bit of that this last day or two, where there are groups and organizations that are, even in areas where there have been protests that have turned into violent protests. And then in the aftermath, there have been local groups who have gone in and started to clean up. And they've said, this is our neighborhood, and they're taking care of it, and they've got faith leaders and so forth taking that next step.
Well, you know, you see that, you know, how people, the protests, some were burning down the buildings, burning up police cars, and tearing down the precinct of Minneapolis and Target stores, and you got the people that are the loving people that say, hey, we can't have this, because first of all, we know they're hurting. We all watched this. The whole nation watched something that was just horrific or terrible, or wanted to reach in the TV and say, gentlemen, you know, stand up, Mr. Officer, off this gentleman. And we're fighting something that Satan has come above the earth right now. So with the peace that we need is to work together with the people that come together and went down there and started to clean up. They said it was hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Up there cleaning the buildings, cleaning the streets, sweeping the streets, because you're tearing up your community. You're tearing up. You had outsiders come in and were demolishing your community where you should have been stopping it. Because justice is not what we've seen on TV. Justice is justice to go into the courts and take care of who did wrong and punish them. But justice is not what we've seen. So peace needs to come among each other with faith and love. And thank God for the people who come together and says, we're going to go down and clean this up.
You know, Regan, I was thinking, and I think you probably have yourself. I know it went through my mind and probably a lot of other minds, too. I know I saw a couple of Dr. King's family members this weekend speaking in various interviews and things. And I reflect back on Dr. Martin Luther King and some of the things that he tried to say back in his day, and some of those things can probably come back into play again today, can't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, that dream speech, I have a dream that every man, boy, girl, every Catholic, Protestant, Lutheran, Baptist that will come together, join hands, walking down the street, eating at a table and doing things together and among each other. And we have seen different ways of this, Tim, is that it wasn't just the blacks out there protesting. It was every race out there protesting. But when the black says it was Black Lives Matter, they're looking at that black man that was laying on the ground that they was saying Black Lives Matter. Because you see it all over the world. Every time a black person does something, a white cop does not get punished for it. Either they get off on it or they don't get justice for it. But the dream that Martin Luther King had is that we join hands and come together and have peace and love and harmony.
There's another thing, too. You said peace and love and harmony and join hands together. And here we are again in this whole COVID-19 situation all at the same time, Regan. And I just kept thinking if some people could just shake hands, if some folks could hug one another, but while all this is going on, we're asked to stay apart from each other.
Well, let me just kind of let the world know now, Tim, COVID-19 has hit my family. I lost a cousin about a week before Easter weekend down in Oklahoma City. My little sister in Sioux City just went through COVID-19. She beat it. She's back to normal, as you want to say what normal is. I had two great high school friends fought COVID-19 and did not make it. There is a funeral coming up this weekend, but I would not attend because Sioux City is a hot spot right now. And a couple of them worked at the Tyson Foods in Sioux City area. So it has hit my family, so I had known what is going through. Some people watch it, and we've seen it, but I have experienced it through my family. And it's a tragedy that we're fighting it. We can't shake hands. We can't hug because we're afraid of each other. And hopefully that we can get back so that we can love each other and give that hug and shake hands and enjoying the peace with the tragedy, with the protest that we have going on with George Floyd.
And I'm so sorry too for your loss too, Regan. I knew you
Thank
had
you.
I knew you had family and friends that had been fighting this virus, and it's just awful. That it's just absolutely awful. You know, another thing I just wanted to get your take on too, and as I mentioned that in your career and in your life, you have also been a caregiver. You are a caregiver, and and in that situation right now. You know, people are caring. They're trying to figure out what can we do? How can we care? How can we help? what do we do next?
Well, the most important thing, a lot of people, like you just said, what can we do? The most important thing is to pray. Prayer is the most important thing that we can all do in this whole world. Again, come together, join hands, just put it on your Facebook page, saying it at night before you go to bed. A lot of this is all common sense that our parents all taught us, from the COVID virus, about washing your hands, taking your shoes off at the door, you know, washing your face, don't touch your face. If you sneeze, put it in your elbow, all that. All this is common sense that we learned way back. And here today, of racism and so forth, it's education as well. It's being educated. But coming back together is, you have to have peace. You got to have love. Power of prayer is the most important thing that we need right now in this world. Prayer.
Regan, you've dealt with a lot of young kids. And working with the youth center, I know you've watched kids, very young kids, come through the community, young and grow. When talking to, and I don't know if you've had a chance to even visit with any of the young kids as of late, but what's your word to the young kids and maybe some of the young parents of those young kids too? Is it similar? Is it faith? But there have got to be a lot of questions, especially by the real young kids.
Yeah, you gave me the nice chill right there, Tim. You know, I haven't seen a lot of the kids during this COVID-19 because we've been separated. The youth center is still closed at this time, and we did get the green light to open. I met with my staff on Friday, the volunteers, and we're hopefully to open sometime next month, and trying to get all of our things together, our ducks in a row, to make sure how we're going to open, how we're going to separate, how we're going to interact with the kids. One thing I probably explained to the kids is that the kids want to know who cares. They want to know, not because you got an education or you got a PhD or a PD or AA or whatever you have. They want to know you care about them, and that's what I do. I have a caring heart that God gave me to work with these kids. It's coming up on 22 years that we've been running the North Iowa Youth Center for kids here in North Iowa. And they just want to know we care, for the respect, caring, honesty, and responsibility. We'll talk about the values that we have instilled in our program.
And then the other part of it too, Regan, I would be remiss. We touched on it a little bit earlier in the interview, but and you mentioned it, but law enforcement. Now, I know there are some great people in law enforcement right now, and they're going through it. This is a tough job that they've got right now, because now they've got to get up over that hump themselves and deal with maybe a stereotype that doesn't fit them.
Well, you know, I'm the mayor of Manly, and I'm in charge of our officers up in Manly. And we have some outstanding officers, Chief Pals and Connor Smith, and they do an outstanding job. I had a meeting with both of the young men yesterday, and we talk about different things, how to attack, how to do different things by going into the schools and going into the community, to go into the things that the neighborhood understands what officers are doing and why they're doing it. And if you interact more with your neighborhood and your community, people understand what the officers' jobs are to do, to protect their citizens. I worked with a lot here in Mason City when I was a paramedic with Snell's Ambulance, and I still work with them today through my youth center with all the officers and the chief down here in Mason City and the Sherwood County, Kevin Powell's. We did a lot together with the D.A.R.E. program. I worked with Charlie Connors, Larry Carroll, and all of them officers during the D.A.R.E. program. And there's good cops, there's bad cops, but there's really good cops. They have a job to do, and you can't take away what happened because the world's seen it. But there are good cops. When things like this happen, we start to point a finger. But we have to remember there's good people in every race, and there's bad people in every race. But most important, if we come together and have peace on earth and have faith and love, we can join together and have this world be a better place.
Well, that's a good way to say it, and probably a good way to even end our conversation this morning. But I will give you one more opportunity, Regan, if there's anything else you'd like to add that we didn't touch on that you wanted to mention this morning, please feel free.
I'd like to say, you know, I'm going to be reaching out to Mayor Fry in Minneapolis, the mayor up there, and Mayor Carter out of St. Paul later sometime today, just to kind of give my words of wisdom to the community up there from the mayor perspective. And I just like to leave with everybody in our community to come together and stop fighting. Leave things alone. Leave things behind. Prayer is a powerful thing that we can do to change this pandemic that we have going on, and the racism that we have going on. It's education. If you're not educated, get educated. I'm going to close with a word of prayer. Ephesians 2:8, for by the grace are he saved, through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen, and God bless America, and thank you, Tim.
Regan, I appreciate your time today. Keep the faith, my friend, okay?
Keep the faith. God bless you.
Take care. Thanks, Regan. Regan Banks with us. He's the mayor at Manly. He's the chief in charge of the North Iowa Youth Center. He's been a great community person in our North Iowa area for many, many years. Great to have him on board with us this morning on AM 1300 KGLO.